In this day and age where struggle is real, managing one's finances is one of the challenges that we face as millennials. Some want to start a business because they want to be their own boss and experience the freedom they've always wanted. In this podcast, you'll learn more about business and finances. You're listening to Make Sense. Hi, welcome to the podcast. This is Janelle Speaks. Happy New Year! It's 2019 already. What a great time to start right by having a clean slate. Every year, most of us create their own New Year's resolution. Sadly, it's not executed throughout the year. Some are excited to change, but some are not able to follow through when it's mid-year already. Anyhow, you can still begin 2019 with a new you, new perspective, and new mindset. But as millennials, do we make resolutions with our finances? I bet few only do. Managing our finances right is very important because it will affect our lives. For today's episode, let me share you a New Year's resolution that you can do as well concerning your money. Number one, spend less. We can't help it. Holidays just passed, and when you look around, people are shopping stuff, buying gifts, food, clothes, gadgets, appliances, and even booking travel destinations. I know it's hard not to spend when everyone is, but you need to lessen it. You need to fight the temptation of shopping if you have a goal to save money and invest for the future. Keep track of your spending habits so you can assess where most of your money go. With that, you can identify which expenses will you cut or lessen. Number two, start saving. You cannot save money if you keep on buying. You need to have a discipline with yourself when it comes to your finances. It's not easy, but you can if you have that desire and will to save. It's not always a sunny day. We need to prepare on the rainy seasons. What does it mean? We need to accept the fact that we'll not work and toil on forever. There will come a time when you need to stop working and retire. We will all reach the age where we cannot do our job because our physical strength diminishes and our body does not allow us to do the things that we usually do when you are young. Hence, start thinking ahead. Think long term. Save now or regret later. Number three, make a budget. We end up saving nothing because we don't have a specific plan with our money. We just receive our paycheck every month, or if some monthly profit. Then we immediately pay our bills, buy stuff, and the cycle keeps repeating. You need to create a budget, so you know where your money goes. You get to know what is your biggest expense. You identify how much you spend in a specific area. You're able to monitor your cash flow. With this, you can clearly see where to adjust. You'll be surprised that you spend mostly in transportation rather than food. Or you spend the most in clothes and gadgets rather than your house rental. Having a budget will help you clearly see where you are financially, and you get to identify your financial state. Number four, pay debt. Debts will pull you down. Even you're thrifty, if you have a big amount of debt, the cycle will not end. You can't start saving because you keep paying debt, and you can't finish paying all your debts because you always get another liability without fully paying the other debts. It's a band-aid solution. This wound won't heal if you won't cure it. Never get a product or service if you don't have cash on hand to pay for it. Why? If you keep that habit, it will never end. You need to cut it. You need to pull out the roots for the tree to stop growing. Stop borrowing money or buying stuff in credit. Pay first your current debts and let it be paid in full before getting another one. Last but not the least, number 5, invest. Investing means you'll get something in return after you shelled out that money. Investing is letting your money grow. It's a form of passive income. You don't work for it, but you get money from it. All of us know how to make money and some know how to save. But few people know how to grow their money. It's not enough that you know how to earn money and keep some of it. We need to grow it. Why? Because the value of money decreases because of inflation. That means that if you'll just save, there will come a time when the money you save will decrease its value and it will reach a point where it will no longer have value because it was eaten up by inflation through the years you keep it. Let's say, for example, you saved 1 million pesos today. 10 years from now, its value can be 100,000 pesos only. Sad reality, but it's an undeniable truth. Remember when you're a kid, where candies are worth 50 cents? Today, you can't buy candies with your centavo because one piece of candy is worth 2 pesos already. That's it for today's first episode at Make Sense with Janelle Speaks. Thank you for listening. And if you find this podcast helpful, please do subscribe. Subscribe. It's available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Anchor, and Player FM. Share this to your friends. And if you have any questions or feedback, I would love to hear it from you. Message me on my Facebook page at MakeSenseWithJanelleSpeaks or tweet me at hashtag MakeSenseWithJanelleSpeaks. See you on the next episode. God bless everyone!